Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are back in the Pack a Day radio show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. We'll talk to Mitch here in just a little bit. Right now, we are joined by the one and only Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers, The Leap. You can find him on social media at Peter_Bukowski. Peter, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Enjoying the summer. Glad that there is actual football on the field. Well, you know, as real as minicamp can be. For us to talk about, not just hypotheticals and drama and nonsense. But we do have hypotheticals, drama, and nonsense to talk about, I'm sure.
We always do. And yes, enjoy it now. Today will be the last day for about 5 weeks that we have any even fake football to discuss, and we get to make stuff up for the next 5 weeks. And then we finally get training camp, and everything, of course, takes off warp speed from there. But let me I'll leave it vague and open to you, Peter. I'll let you go in any direction that you want. What have been your kind of key takeaways from minicamp? You can even go back to OTAs if you want, but what we've kind of seen from these and heard from these practices so far?
I think... to me, this is maybe the roster that most epitomizes Matt LaFleur's willingness to let the players decide, to let things play out on the field. Do you have any sense of who the starting five is at the offensive line? Yeah, I kind of do, but there's a lot to be decided between now and when they finally kick off in week one. Where is Nate Hobbs going to play? How often is he going to play in the slot? What is Javon Bullard going to be doing? How does that relate to what Evan Williams is going to be doing? Who's going to be the third linebacker? Like, I just feel like there's so much. Oh, I didn't even mention the 17 receivers that they have, to the point that they're having one play cornerback right now. Like, this is just one of those things that Matt LaFleur loves the competition piece of this, loves to say, we'll find the best five, we'll find the best 11. And, you know, I think you could easily, if you wanted to be a glass half empty, go, well, that's just proof that they don't have enough good players at these spots. I don't think that's true. I think the cool thing about both this roster that Brian Gutekunst has put together and this coaching staff is they're willing to say, we're going to let you compete. We're going to let you guys decide, not going with preconceived notions about how this is all going to shake out. And the football, the things on the field that matter, that's what's ultimately going to decide who's going to be a crucial part of this football team.
Yeah, you know the old adage, when you have 17 number one wide receivers, you should probably let one of them try their hand at corner. I think that's just kind of football 101.
I've always said that.
I remember you saying that a long time ago. Yes, yeah, so I wanted to give you credit for that. Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I think the competition is going to be really fun. I think the wide receiver one is, of course, you know, kind of 1A on that list for me, specifically just how that final wide receiver spot, assuming they keep that sixth wide receiver, and if it comes down to Bo Melton, who can now play every position, Malik Heath, who's had a nice start to OTAs and minicamp, and then, of course, McCole Hardman, who back-to-back unbelievable plays at the end of practice yesterday and the day before that as well. So I think that's going to be really, really fun. And then you mentioned the offensive line ones as well, that third linebacker. I mean, you covered all of them. There's a ton of really fun competitions, and they're going to continue throughout the course of camp. And it is just really fun to see, like, who grabs the bull by the horns and says, and says, yeah, I'm taking that spot, and it's going to be mine. And, of course, the top of that wide receiver room is one as well, where you just want to see somebody say, hey, third and whatever, red zone opportunity, I'm the guy, look my way, I'm going to come up with that ball, I'm going to be the either number one or the pseudo number one wide receiver on this team. I'm excited for all of it, Peter, and I do think competition is going to bring the best out of these players.
Well, and one name that you didn't mention in that wide receiver bid, and we talked about this on Locked On Packers, we heard from Jordan Love and Tucker Kraft about this. I think you're going to see an outsized role relative to last year for Tucker Kraft. I think that they are finding ways to get him the ball. Jordan Love said one of their focuses this offseason, I mean, these are his words, it's finding ways to get Tucker Kraft the ball and let him play more as a move tight end. Someone, even if he is going to be in line, but someone who is going to stretch the field vertically. You know, he talked in detail about some of the nuances that he wants to bring to his game, the route running, the ability to read and react. A lot of these concepts that the Packers have are, okay, the route is this, but if the linebacker is here, we want you to do this. And you have to be able to read and react on the fly. You know, four verts is not always exactly four verts. You have to be able to adjust. And I think that's the part of his game that he wants to bring to the next level. The ability to beat man coverage, he said, was something that he wanted to bring. And Jordan Love was like, we got to find more opportunities to get him the ball. Okay, so they have six or seven receivers that they think are playable. They've said they want to get Josh Jacobs the ball more in the passing game. Tucker Kraft needs the ball more in the passing game. They still like Luke Musgrave. Like, I don't know how this is going to be wild to see this all shake out. And I really do think we're going to see more week to week, Andy, what I've called the egalitarian style of offense that they play, that like the open guy or the given week, the matchup, that they're going to continue to do that. But I think if Tucker Kraft in particular can become a pillar of this offense, I think that just unlocks so much for where they can be, because to have that big body in the middle of the field, someone where you go, okay, he's too big for safeties, he's too fast for most linebackers, what are you going to do about it? I think that has a chance to elevate their offense in a meaningful way.
No, I totally agree. My number one thing I will say is, if I ever give fantasy advice, usually do the opposite. But the one thing that I have some level of confidence in is, if you're looking for Packers in fantasy this year, Tucker Kraft, Josh Jacobs, good plays. Packers wide receivers, just stay away, because you have no idea who's going to be in any given moment, or if they're even going to get enough targets week in and week out. I do think that Josh Jacobs and Tucker Kraft are going to be huge parts of this offense. But again, from a receiver standpoint, there's a ton of mouths to feed. And again, not just at wide receiver, but at running back and tight end as well. And it's just going to make it tough for anyone to have, I think, a level of consistency in that room. We're being joined by Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers, and of course, The Leap as well. You can find him on social media at Peter_Bukowski. All right, Peter, there's a lot of, I think, angst, nervousness, anxiety about this Packers corner room. The top three right now, Nate Hobbs, Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine. We know Javon Bullard's going to get in that conversation in the nickel as well. And then after that, it's a lot of question marks. Where are you at corner at the moment? Do you feel comfortable? Are you nervous? Would you like to see them add somebody? Where are you feeling about this cornerback room?
You know, I went through many different stages in the offseason on this, because the assumption for months, right, Andy, was that Jaire Alexander was gone. Like, it seemed obvious that that's where that was headed. And it was only in the last, what, month or so, that it seemed like there was a chance. I don't want to call anybody out for the percentage chances that they said, you know,
100% right.
Might be back. Yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, look, there may be two people currently, on the air who said it was definitely almost 100% over. It's 100% over now, but before that, I was saying, like, go back and watch the Eagles game. No one's open all game. Like, the secondary played really well with Keyshawn Nixon and Eric Stokes and Carrington Valentine and Javon Bullard. And Eric Stokes is not in the building. They add Nate Hobbs. This was a top 10 passing defense last year. Yes, Jeff Hafley is a big reason for that. But I think the number one reason this passing defense was fine last year, and not just fine, good. And the number one reason it will be good again this year is that safety room is so good. Xavier McKinney and Evan Williams are so solid. You mix, it really is in a lot of ways, that Fangio, remember that season the Bears defense was really good, that one season?
Yep.
and you had Eddie Jackson playing at an all-pro level, and then Adrian Amos was just like the rock-solid guy, and then he comes to Green Bay, that defense kind of falls apart. David McKinney is that sort of difference maker to the point that teams don't throw deep on them. Even when they play single high, teams don't throw deep. And Evan Williams is that kind of Adrian Amos. He's just going to fill every role for you. He's always going to be in the right places. He's going to make every play in his space and some outside of it. I think he can get even better this year. He's such a cerebral, smart player that I think another year of seasoning and off-season work and film study is only going to amplify the things that already make him a good player. Their safety room is awesome, and I think we've seen in places like Detroit, in San Francisco over the years, if you have awesome safeties, you can get away with not having elite corners because the safeties can become erasers for you. So I think this cornerback room is fine. I really like Nate Hobbs. I really liked Nate Hobbs before the Packers signed him, frankly. I think this room, if Nate Hobbs gets to play 16, 17 games, is going to be better than it was last year. And so if that's the case and you think the pass rush can take a little bit of a step forward, hey, Kenny Clark just be healthy for the season, Devontae Wyatt just be healthy, and then who knows what the ceiling is for Edgerrin Cooper. I mean, my goodness. I mean, I think, and I've said this all offseason, I've been saying this since about the middle of last season, there are maybe in a given season three or four linebackers who can really change what you can do defensively, really tilt the field at the linebacker position. I think Andrew Cooper can be one of those guys. And I haven't said that about a Packer linebacker in maybe the entirety of my life. So that's an exciting element too. They have plenty to be excited about, I think, even if the cornerback room is like, okay, that'll work, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with literally everything that you said, specifically Edgerrin Cooper. Again, this is the highest upside linebacker that we have seen in our lifetimes, Peter, for sure, from a Packers standpoint.
Like the first week of AJ Hawk, we thought that could be the case. But then once he started playing, we're like, okay, well, like I think Edgerrin Cooper has already shown more upside than AJ Hawk ever did. And AJ Hawk was a very good player for a long time. Like, that's no shot at AJ Hawk. I just think Edgerrin Cooper has a chance to be like a special, special player.
We're in lockstep on that for sure. And I'm with you as well. I think the safeties do play a huge role in that secondary. You have to kind of look at the secondary as a whole, not just that corner. And I also just think that Eric Stokes was kind of the weak link of the entire defense. And just going from Stokes to Hobbs is going to be a very big upgrade as well. And if you do get a little bit more...
Secondary is a weak link system. So it is not about how good your best players are. It's about how bad your worst players are, because teams can pick at those weaknesses. If you just don't have it, then this is like the Packers in a nutshell. They don't have as much elite talent as some of the other teams in the league, even teams that finished with worse records than them last year. They just don't have bad players. And that's true again this year, and I think it's more true this year than it was last year.
Well, this is a perfect transition point as we're talking to Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers. You can find him on social media at Peter_Bukowski. I think that is a concern for some people, though, because they'll look at the depth of that corner and say, all right, you've got three real corners in Nixon, Valentine, and Hobbs. Again, Bullard can step down in the slot as well and will likely do so quite a bit. But after that, you have these major question marks and Kamal Haddon, Kalen King, Micah Robinson, maybe Bo Melton. What do you make of the depth at corner? And is there any validity to the fans calling for maybe another corner in that room that would be able to step up if needed, if there are injuries?
Yeah, I think that the depth is pretty thin. Like, it's pretty shaky. And I know that, you know, if you have three boundary corners, that's I think, frankly, more than most teams. I've been saying this about the Packers offensive line too. They probably have six or seven offensive linemen that they would feel comfortable starting. There are half the league doesn't have five. Yep. So that's a pretty good position to be in. I think if you just replaced one of these players with Jair Alexander, you'd feel better about it, right? Because of the one player, or at least the theoretical Jair Alexander, like the elite-ish player. I think fans would feel better about it. I think I would feel better about it, frankly. I think the fact that you have two solid players, I think Valentine and Nixon are solid players, and I think Nate Hobbs has you know, he's a very good corner, I think. That you don't have that high level talent to be the difference maker. And so you do need more depth. I think they need another player, but they've seen Kalen King. It doesn't seem like they want him on the field very much. Kamal Haddon, like, getting some real work, it seems like, this spring.
Yep.
He was someone that I know, like Ross Uglum, for example. Our pal Ross was very high in the pre-draft process on, had a draftable grade on him. I think a mid-round grade on him even. So there's definitely some talent there. But does that mean I think that they should be a player for Jalen Ramsey? I don't know about that. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. Certainly for the money, I don't know if that makes sense. But I do think another actual bona fide player, like if you told me tomorrow, Andy, that they signed Stephon Gilmore, I'd go, okay. Like, yep. That makes sense. I understand why they would do that. Because I think they probably need one more body that you go, I know that if I have to play them, he's not going to kill us. And I think they only have three boundary corners that you can say that about. You'd really like to have one more.
I'm with you. I'm a little bit more okay if you want to go into like the first couple weeks of training camp just to see what King and Haddon and Micah Robinson and those guys can do, maybe Bo Melton, and see if like those guys are like capable of it. And then if you feel good, awesome. Your young guys stepped up and you feel a lot better about it. If they don't, or if you do suffer an injury to the top of the cornerback depth chart, I do think Goody will course correct at that point and go get a corner, whether it be via late, you know, camp trade like it did with Malik Willis a season ago, picking somebody up off of waivers or something of the like. So I do think there is that possibility, but I do think if those guys do not show real signs that they can step up in a real game and be legitimately, you know, solid corners, I do think you're going to have to try to figure out something again, either via waivers or via trade at the end of camp to try to just tighten that up a little bit. Again, we're being joined by Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers and The Leap. You can find him on social media at Peter_Bukowski. A couple last ones for you, Peter, before we get you out of here. The first one, as we look at this roster right now, we talked about corner a little bit. Is there any, I want you to put your GM hat on here a moment. Outside of maybe Stephon Gilmore, there's a lot of people who want a Jalen Ramsey. They want them to go aggressively after a Trey Hendrickson. Whatever that player may be, there's some players out there that may be Rasul Douglas, etc. Is there anything that you would like to see Green Bay do ahead of camp and as they get ready for this very important season coming up?
You know, they could really use a player like Jair Alexander. That would really be useful to have.
He's always available.
Yeah, I don't know that there's something out there that makes sense for Green Bay unless Trey Hendrickson shakes loose, which I don't think is crazy. I don't think the Bengals intend to do that, but this has gotten way beyond the point. And now they're like, what is going on in Cincinnati, Andy? What is happening?
Oh,
like, Shamar Stewart is now leaving camp because they want to avoid future money if he gets hurt. Like, I don't know. The Bengals, can you be normal for one time?
They
one
cannot.
Time with a contract. Be normal. I don't understand it. So maybe that's the thing. I can't imagine anything is going to happen with TJ Watt in Pittsburgh, though that has been something that I know that Packer fans have just been wish casting and fantasy booking for years. I don't think there's anything out there right now that really makes sense. On the big swing front, would Rasul Douglas be fun as hell to like bring him back and make a, you know, sort of, I don't want to make it seem like his career is over, but like I do think that would be an interesting thing to do, especially when you have such a young cornerback room. But Brian Gutekunst has kind of been loath to do that when it comes to these aging vets, except in the case of Aaron Rodgers. So I'm very interested to see what, if anything, they do in that circumstance. But you said I'm the GM, right? So I'm making those calls. I would call Rasul Douglas. I mean, I think that would be, especially when you're trying to develop some of these young players. He already knows Keyshawn Nixon. I think he's kind of the perfect person to get in Carrington Valentine's ear to help, you know, with a little bit of the nuance there. I think that makes sense. And again, he is someone who is just a playable player. Like, you know what you're getting, but he's not, you know, he's not the guy we saw in 2021 anymore. We saw that last year in Buffalo. There were times when he can still make the splash plays, the turnover plays, but then there's other times where you go, oh yeah, he's getting a little old. Which makes me sad, right, Andy? That he's like, what is he, 30? He's like, oh, yeah. He's getting a little older, 30. Oh no,
I know.
But you know, I think that just like to have someone you go, if we have to throw him out there, he's gonna be fine, and he's like that would be useful, I think, for the Packers. There's no sexy answer for me to give you, unfortunately, here, because I don't think the move is out there on a big swing, but something like that. That would just make me. I would sleep a little better at night, I think, if I were the GM. If you brought in someone like Sewell,
I think that's totally fair. I think if Jalen Ramsey were to get cut in Miami, similar to the Jair Alexander situation, I think it would sniff around.
Situation. I wouldn't trade for that contract. But
yep.
if he's suddenly on the market,
yep.
then I'm definitely making a call. I think that would make a lot of sense. Yep. And speaking of guys that can play on the boundary or the slot or maybe safety, like Jalen Ramsey is another one of those players that I said at the top, like all these different, you know, permutations you can put together. He would only add to the amoeba-like, you know, defense that Jeff Hafley wants to concoct anyway. Play him at linebacker if you want.
Seriously. Yeah, you could just positionless defense at this point, which would be really, really fun. I think he would fit perfect. And again, if they would cut him, I would be all over that, I think. Last but not least, just really quick, Peter. Of course, I know you don't always get to talk Bucks a ton, so I wanted to give you just a moment to spread your wings and fly. Giannis Antetokounmpo, of course, you've got this potential interesting contract situation. It looks like he's going to stay in Milwaukee. What's the best outcome here for the Bucks?
That they build a statue for Giannis as soon as possible. Like that's this. I'm so excited to watch him play basketball in Milwaukee moving forward. He is such a special player. He's such a special person. He's such a special ambassador for Wisconsin sports, for the city of Milwaukee. And I think that I hope what this offseason has done has reminded everyone, whether you're a diehard Bucks fan or not, that we have to appreciate these things while you have them. You have to appreciate them now. And so that is, I think, an important thing in all of this. And I'll be honest, if it's a gap year for Giannis and the Bucks this year, I'm excited to watch it. I want to see, you know, what John Horst can cook up, what they can put together, how much can Doc Rivers do. Well, we don't have to go too far down that road, but you know, like there are some interesting young players. I want to see more from, you know, AJ Green and some of these guys that I think have, you know, I would love to have Gary Trent Jr. back if they can find a way to make that work. Like I think for that sure. there is an interesting version of this team that is Giannis and role player shooting defense that in the East that is probably going to kind of suck this year. That is very interesting to me, and I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, I'm there too. Point Giannis could be a ton of fun this upcoming season. So I'm all for it. Let's see what they can do. Although the last time John Horst cooked, Kyle Kuzma became a Milwaukee Buck. So I maybe just a different flavor of cooking this time around. Peter, I cannot think.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you enough. Tell us about The Leap and, of course, Locked On Packers before we get you out of here.
The Leap is a newsletter I would love for you to subscribe to. We're here 3 days a week in the off season. We will soon transition back to 5 days a week. One of the things that we have been reminding people is, we're not going to use AI ever. That's not a thing. And a lot of other websites are doing that, and it's lame and it's foolish. And I hope that, that stops, but it's not going to. So subscribe to The Leap instead. And then of course, Locked On Packers, wherever you get podcasts on YouTube, wherever you get podcasts. Let's do it. Go find
I appreciate
it.
You a ton. The Pack-A-Day radio show will remain completely AI because they can't trust me to do it. So that will be the case here. But no, I cannot thank you enough.
I heard Dusty has been AI for years.
Dusty's been AI for years, very much so. He's a machine. I know that. I don't know if he's fully AI, but he's absolutely a machine. Appreciate all you do for Locked On. And of course, just covering the Packers in general. Go follow him at Peter_Bukowski. We'll talk again soon. Enjoy the rest of your day, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
You bet. That is Peter Bukowski. Again, at Peter_Bukowski. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. We got a lot more for you right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.